It says you're now live. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen. Yes, we're live.
This is Stephen Angelica from wonderful Wiltshire. We're live on Facebook and Twitch. And we've got a wrong connection somewhere, so hopefully we're live on Facebook. Let's just go and take a look. Just checking. It's loading the page. And if I scroll down, yes, we're live on Facebook. That's all that matters.
Good.
Okay. So, in 10 seconds.
Nearly 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
2, 1. And we're here.
Hello. Yay.
Hello. Let's get it sorted. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right. To everybody who's watching live, welcome to the show. And this is Ask Angelica. Let's get rid of that. Ask Angelica, Practical German for Gardening. Season 5, episode 13. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're talking about today?
Yes, we're talking about gardening. Well, we have sentences about gardening. I think there are quite a lot of keywords here, sort of gardening keywords, but rather than just giving them as individual vocabulary, I have made sure they're all in sentences. Some very basic, some maybe a little bit more difficult. Actually, I don't think they're... Now, there may be the odd word in there that you might not know, so we'll see. The sentences I've got are all sentences that... No, not all of them. Some of them could have been said by Stephen. Some of them could have been said by me. And if they couldn't have been said by us, they could have been said by anybody in Germany who loves gardening.
Very good. Okay. So the way it works is this. We'll take the card off. Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 13, all about gardening. And we're left with Angelica and me side by side. If I can get this working. Yes, we've got it. Oh, wait a minute.
That's it.
We're here. Right, we're the right way around now. And we can get started. So Angelica's put together some sentences. We've got the German first, which I will read. Angelica will correct my pronunciation, and then together we'll translate it. If you want to say the sentences along with me, please do. We can't hear you. So let's make a start, and I'm going to switch that off and go for phrase number one. Ich liebe es, im Garten zu arbeiten und Unkraut zu jäten.
Ich liebe es, im Garten zu arbeiten und Unkraut zu jäten. This is probably not a sentence you would say so much.
No. I love to work in the garden and no. Was ist Unkraut?
Unkraut is the bits that I take out of the garden.
The weeds.
The weeds.
The weeding.
And jäten actually means to weed. So if you were to translate it literally, it would be to weed the weeds.
Okay. But the correct translation is, I love working in the garden and weeding. Okay. Phrase number two. Ich gieße meine Pflanzen regelmäßig mit meiner Gießkanne.
Ja, ich gieße meine Pflanzen regelmäßig mit meiner Gießkanne.
So at this point, a couple of words in there that I do not know. Would you like to translate it?
Well, the verb gießen, first of all, you know what pflanzen is. Those are the plants, okay? Mm-hmm. And gießen is to water.
Ah.
Regelmäßig? Regularly?
Yeah.
And if gießen is to water, then what's a gießkanne?
With my watering can?
Yep.
Okay. I water my plants regularly with my watering can.
That's it, yeah.
Got there. Okay, I water my plants regularly with my watering can. Excellent. Okay, so phrase three. Wir haben einen Komposthaufen.
Yes, wir haben einen Komposthaufen.
I'm going to take a flyer at this. Wir haben einen Komposthaufen. We've got a compost bin.
Compost heap.
Heap.
Yeah.
That's the way it used to be, isn't it? Where you actually had a compost heap, but now you're more likely to have a plastic compost bin.
A plastic compost bin. In Germany, I looked up what a compost bin is, and it comes up as Biotonne. But Biotonne is actually the one, like our green bin, that you take out for recycling.
Ah.
So I didn't want to confuse people, so I thought we'd stick to the word Komposthaufen. And I think quite often that's being used, whether you actually, I mean, I probably would say, oh, yeah, we have a compost heap. Yeah, actually, it's a compost bin.
Okay. And we're gardening still. So we have a compost heap. I think we've got a compost heap next door, which we don't talk about. Is that right?
They have a compost heap, yeah.
Ah, right. Phrase four. Ich beschneide unsere Bäume und Strauche mit einer Gartenschere.
Yeah, now that would have been a sentence. That is a sentence for you rather than me. So, ich beschneide unsere Bäume und Sträucher mit einer Gartenschere.
I cut our trees and bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a with garden shears.
Right, the beschneiden is to cut. Beschneiden here, it actually means to prune.
Ah.
Rather than to cut.
Right. Okay, so you would, I know about pruning roses, but you prune trees as well. Okay, so the translation is... I prune our trees and bushes with pruning shears.
Yeah, or gardening shears. That would have been fine as well.
Okay. Phrase number five. Ich mache den Rasen mit unserem Rasenmäher.
Yeah, ich mähe den Rasen mit unserem Rasenmäher. That's definitely a Stephen sentence.
I cut the grass with our lawnmower, with our grass cutter. Which is a lawnmower.
Yeah, that's your sentence, because that's your job.
Well, we're in No Mow May at the moment, which means we shouldn't be cutting the grass.
We're in June now. You can cut the grass, your excuse is finished.
Yeah, okay. But I didn't do that anyway, because we've got a wildflower garden, so that was a great contribution. We're just waiting for the bees to arrive.
Mm. Or we've seen the odd. We haven't seen as many as we normally see.
No. I mow the lawn with our lawn. Oh. Lost the plot. Okay, phrase six. Hopefully, it isn't about lawns. Eine Schubkarre erleichtert den Transport von Erde und Pflanzen.
Mm-hmm. Eine Schubkarre erleichtert den Transport von Erde und Pflanzen. That sentence would not be said by either of us because we haven't got a Schubkarre.
We do not. Either a plastic or a metal one, we do not have a wheelbarrow.
That's it.
A wheelbarrow transports from the earth to the plants.
Not quite. You missed out the erleichtern. Leicht, if you remember the word leicht, is light or is easy. And erleichtern is to make something easier. So a wheelbarrow makes the transport easier of earth and plants.
But we just pick stuff up and we don't... We don't use a wheelbarrow.
No.
A wheelbarrow makes it easy to transport soil and plants. Okay, and phrase seven. In meinem Kräuter, or Kreuter Garden, aber ich Petersilie, Dill, Basilicum, and I was thinking about this the other day. Thymian.
In meinem Kräutergarten habe ich Petersilie, Dill, Basilikum und Thymian. That could have been a sentence for me. I actually have more than those four, but I don't think you would have been very happy if I'd added too many on the list.
No, we can have all the herbs in the world, but we don't want them on the list. That's true. Okay, so the last word is Thymian?
Thymian.
Thymian, okay.
Thymian.
In my herb garden, this is Angelica speaking, in my herb garden I have parsley, dill, basil and thyme.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the H is silent there. Okay, now what happens next is that we're going to rewind and Angelica will read the sentences in perfect German. I'll give the English translation and then we're not to forget that after that there's something rather special.
Ich liebe es, im Garten zu arbeiten und Unkraut zu jäten.
I love working in the garden and weeding. That's Angelica talking.
Ah, half of it.
I enjoy working in the garden, but I don't like weeding.
I do the weeding, yes. Ich gieße meine Pflanzen regelmäßig mit meiner Gießkanne.
I water my plants regularly with my watering can.
Wir haben einen Komposthaufen.
We have a compost heap.
Ich beschneide unsere Bäume und Sträucher mit einer Gartenschere.
Translates to, I prune our trees and bushes with pruning shears. That's me. That's my bit.
And that's your bit. Ich mähe den Rasen mit unserem Rasenmäher.
I mow the lawn with our lawn mower. Right, I got it right this time. I use certain problems with certain words.
Eine Schubkarre erleichtert den Transport von Erde und Pflanzen.
Which is a wheelbarrow makes it easier to transport soil and plants. Phrase 7.
In meinem Kräutergarten habe ich Petersilie, Dill, Basilikum und Thymian.
In my herb garden I have parsley, dill, basil and thyme. Talking of thyme, it's time to show this on screen. But how do you like that one?
It's weird that it has got the blue stripes on the side, whereas we had them on the top and bottom. Okay, so if you enjoyed this show and you thought, there's a nice bit of gardening vocabulary there, the picture says gardening or improving your German, why not do both? I actually have a gardening journal for German learners. Now, in theory, of course, you could use any journal if you wanted to write down vocabulary, but my gardening journal has got some vocabulary that I've already written down for you, and two more pages where you could add vocabulary. As an example, the words from here, so maybe Gießkanne or Komposthaufen or what's the other one? Schubkarre, Rasenmäher. Any words that might be useful to you, you can fill in there. And then you've got season, based by the seasons. So here we've got Frühling, which we're still in. Ideen für den Garten. Got any ideas? What's your budget and preparation? And then you've got a planner and you can write lots of things down. Then for every month, something is preset, but there are also pages where you can just write and then it goes carries on for summer, autumn, and winter. And you can just write, and it's entirely up to you how you want to use it. You can use it to really combine it and plan your garden in German or in both languages, or you can just use it as a journal and write about your garden and things about your garden. So you're combining the two hobbies that you have, gardening and learning German or improving your German. And it's available on all Amazon platforms.
And we say hello to Mr. Nick Wood. And we're looking for affiliates. That's just a hint, Nick.
Not for the Amazon books, but...
I mean, the thing with the Amazon books is that they are inexpensive.
Mm.
Yeah, aren't they? They're not, yes. They're not expensive.
No, that's right. All.
An ideal gift as well to give someone, not just necessarily for yourself. You can actually gift them to people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
So, heute haben wir im Garten sein. Can you finish your sentence?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
Today we've been in the garden.
Oh, heute, easiest. Heute waren wir im Garten.
Heute waren wir im Garten.
Yeah.
Wo sind wir in zwei Wochen?
Das weiß ich noch nicht.
Angelika doesn't know where we're going to be in 2 weeks. Well, I know. We're going to be here.
Yes.
The 16th?
It is the 16th, yeah. Yeah.
Don't know what we're talking about.
No, I haven't decided yet.
We'll be talking about. Okay, so if we bring that on screen as well. You have been watching. If we go here. And I'm going to try this. Just a second. I need to move my keyboard. Drop that there. Okay. And get Chris over to you.
Okay. Well, thank you for watching, whether it was live or whether you find my videos on YouTube or on Facebook or wherever they are. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with a different topic, which I haven't decided yet. But until then, it's tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir.